Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Smith's Gold was developed by the OSU Wheat Improvement Team to extend the life of Gallagher genetics in environments limited by stripe rust, Hessian fly, and green bugs. And boy, oh boy, it delivers even more. Superior wheat grazing, better test weights, and better baking qualities compared to its parent Gallagher, one of the best OSU varieties ever. Learn more about the story on Smith's Gold by going to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, the latest crop progress shows that Oklahoma's wheat is only about 32% planted, which is about 15 percent points lower than the five-year average. Our own Ron Hayes caught up with Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte to talk a little bit about the challenges surrounding wheat planting in Oklahoma right now.
Yeah, so certainly a challenge for us in Oklahoma right now with the return of La Nina and the drought conditions. And so we are behind the five-year average from 46% now to 32% planted. And if you look at Texas and Kansas, right now they're at 51 and 52% planted, so behind both of them as states as well. I think a lot of that certainly does have to do with the drought conditions in the state. In many instances, producers just haven't been too anxious to get out into the field, I think.
He said that as October goes on, more and more producers may decide to plant some of their fields while hoping for rainfall to germinate the seed.
Now, as we move into the beginning of October, there are some producers that are going ahead and making the decision to go ahead and plant some of their acres, hoping for the right rain to bring that up. And so, you know, certainly we've had long-term drought conditions now over the last 10 to 15 years. But I think as far as planting goes, this is probably the driest that I have seen it. And then in talking with producers and my observations from southwest Oklahoma to central Oklahoma to northern Oklahoma that we have seen for a planting portion of the season. And so I think it really does have producers concerned. Certainly things look different in the panhandle than what they normally do. It's kind of the anomaly to the situation in the state. So, you know, after they had the 1,000-year rain event right before harvest, it's really been, I think, beneficial in that region. They have had timely rains, and so the summer crops have been favorable in that region. So it looks a little bit different out there than the rest of the state.
To hear the complete conversation with Oklahoma Wheat Commission's Mike Schulte, you could go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, has responded to a questionable agriculture event that was hosted by the White House. Real cattle producers have faced not one but two hurricanes in 2 weeks and multiple months of wildfires across the West. And instead of addressing the problems hurting farmers and ranchers, the Biden-Harris administration hosted a pep rally to try to prop up their failing Bidenomics agenda at the White House with animal rights advocates front and center, he said. Had we been invited, we could have discussed how much more pressing issues like much-needed disaster relief, regulatory overreach, and USDA's questionable approval of South American beef imports. Lane also said the event makes clear what cattle producers have known for quite some time. When it comes to agriculture, this administration has prioritized politics over policy that supports cattle producers. For more information on NCBA, you can go to ncba.org. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers grow our communities in more ways than one. With every field planted and crop harvested, you're moving our communities another step closer to a more resilient future. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.